There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by, we've got the old car guy, Don Jones, will be joining us in a few moments. And also a little later on, we're going to talk new cars with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guy. But we're wrapping up with Dave Kinney, who is our special guest, has been in the first hour of the broadcast, if you were with us. And Dave, of course, is a publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and also contributor to many publications. You can read them each and every month in Auto Week and Automobile Magazine, just to name a couple. And before that break there, Dave, you were telling us your thoughts about the ever-rising prices of air-cooled Porsches. It just seems like the sky's the limit on this, and it has you a little bit concerned. Tell us a little bit more about your thoughts.
Yeah, I was thinking of that, the TV show, Warning, Will Robinson, Warning. You have to be of a certain age or have watched Nick at Night for a long time to remember that one. But some of the prices seem a little lost in space here. And, I'm not optimistic that it's going to keep going forever and that maybe the music will end and a few people will get caught out on these air-cooled Porsches. Delicious cars, lovely cars, wonderful cars, great fun to drive. I know that you drove in the 911 in many different years and types, and they keep getting better, but boy, they keep changing. I mean, the 911 that looks kind of like the car that was first out in mid-1960s, 65, 66, I guess. Looks a lot like the car, if you squint a lot, it looks like a car you could buy today, and very few cars, kind of kept that same basic shape like they did. But I'm a little concerned because some of the non-special cars prices are running up a little bit more than they should. When you're buying an air-cooled Porsche, any air-cooled Porsche, buy the most original one you can find. With many of these cars, the first thing people did was they ran out and they bought new wheels, then they put sports seats in from another manufacturer, and then they did this, and then they did that, and then they changed out the gauges. What the collector wants right now is the most original one in original colors or a color that was originally offered. So, I'd be a little cautious on the 911 market right now. That's my advice. I'm happy to tell you I've been wrong before. Bob, you probably know that as well.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up. That is a rare occurrence that you're wrong about anything, my friend. But before we say goodbye for today, make sure and why don't we give a shout-out to all the folks there at Hagerty and promote the Hagerty Price Guide as well as all the great valuation tools. Tell everybody where they need to go, what they need to do.
Hagerty.com/valuation tools, or you can just go to Hagerty.com and you can look around and find our valuation tools. That's the online version of our price guide, and once again, my favorite four letters, F-R-E-E, so take a look.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us from the St. John's Inn and the Concourse of America. Say hello to all my great friends there, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
How about right after we do the California thing? I'm looking forward to talking to you again.
Yeah, absolutely. Without question, we'll do it right after the California thingy, and there'll be lots to talk about. Thank you, Dave Kinney.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right.
Take care now.
There he is, the man himself, and 100% free. Check out all the wonderful work that Dave and the folks at Hagerty do at Hagerty.com, and just check out all the valuation tools. Well, speaking of classic cars and old cars, We've got a gentleman sliding up to the microphone right now. He's one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. As a matter of fact, you go to my website, autoworldradio.com. You can go to the contributor section, see his picture, read his bio, check out all the information about the CEO of the oldcarguys.com, Don Jones, who joins us live right now. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Thank you so much. I know you've been on the road, and we got to talk about some of the great places that you've been in the last couple of weeks. But are you close to being, being home?
Yeah, I got in Friday night, and I've been resting my brain for the last couple of days, and washing clothes and unpacking the car, so to speak, and probably do a little prospecting from the house for the next couple of weeks, and then we'll be heading to Springfield, Missouri, for a big swap meet in Springfield.
That sounds absolutely great, and apologize, I just got a tickle in my throat, but let's talk about some of the highlights of your trip. Of course, you got to see lots of great cars, and I would imagine you also drummed up a whole lot of business for the oldcarguys.com.
Yeah, we did. We're going to be picking up a couple of new Mopar salvage yards and a restoration parts place. So we'll probably maybe triple the inventory of Mopar cars and parts that will be available through the website. So I'm looking forward to that and that expansion. Seems like, as I mentioned a number of times on the show, that the Mopars are the hardest parts to find, and most of the inquiries that we get are looking for some old part like that, even for DeSoto. Yeah. In fact, you talk about one of the oldest small bars. The Maxwell actually was bought out by Chrysler in the 1920s, and after a while became the Plymouth. And I didn't find that out until I started looking for a distributor for a guy a couple days ago.
Oh, what a great story. One thing that I've been dying to talk to you about is a museum that you visited while being on the road. It's called the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing, and I understand you had a great time there. Whereabouts is that museum located, Don?
Well, it's off of Highway 15 near York Springs, Pennsylvania. I was on my way to the big show up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and seen their little sign, and then came back a few days later, and I got like just a super tour from these guys. You know, quite often you go to these museums and the staff treat you more like an interruption to their computer game than an actual visitor. But there was a fellow there by the name of Perry Krimmer, kind of an old car guy, and his 12-year-old grandson by the name of Grant, and they're volunteers, and they just spent those 2 or 3 hours with me. Let me roam the museum and, you know, talking old cars and old parts and just a couple of real neat people.
Absolutely, and very unique setting, too. It was named one of the top 10 racing museums, by the way, in the U.S., founded in 1975 and has been expanded about 4 times. And they're raising funds right now for the 5th expansion. But here's the thing that I think is really cool. Built on the 40-acre Lattimore Valley Fairgrounds and racetrack. And not only... Tell us about the racetrack. This is very cool.
Right. It was a racetrack created back in the 1920s. The last race there was in 1931. And they were pretty well ran out of business by the larger track. The quarter-mile dirt track, infield, and a neato track, but by standards today, unable to have a real race on it. You know, I think they use it for car shows and different things like that, but obviously because of insurance and other reasons, they can't hold an actual event.
When we come back on the other side, we'll tell folks more about this great museum. It's called the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing. Don went there. He's reporting on it, and he's actually a member of the museum. We'll find out about that and lots more. 855-660-4261, AutoWorldRadio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
What's out there? How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you, they got a fine machine.
Jones is with us, CEO of the OldCarGuys.com, the OldCarGuys.com. check it out on the web, 100% free. And Don is back in his native St. Louis, and he's telling us all about this very cool museum. You must check it out next time you're in the neck of the woods. It's called the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing, and it's located in right around York Springs, Pennsylvania. And Don was telling us that there's a vintage racetrack last used in 1939 at this museum. The museum itself is 24,000 square feet, and I understand completely run by volunteers. So the hours of the museum, Don, I understand are limited, the number of days that they're open during the week.
Right, generally it's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and, you know, since I'm always running on time and everything, I ended up there on a Tuesday, but, you know, I met the Perry, this volunteer there. He was out cutting grass, and he said, well, give me a minute to put the lawnmower up, and I'll come on down and give you a tour. So,
that's great.
3 hours with me, and we just cruised around it, and of course, I thought so much of the place that I became a member.
That's wonderful. But it's good to support a great museum like this. We need more people to do that. I understand the museum is divided into sections. There's a sprint midget section. There's a drag racing section. And there's also a stock racing section. Tell us about these different sections and the historic cars that they are showing off there.
Yeah, well, it not only is it run by volunteers, but these volunteers are old car guys like me, and a lot of them were sprint racers and midget racers, and it seems like in the 50 miles or so area around this museum, there were over 100 drivers that at one time or other had driven in the Indianapolis 500, including a few winners, so it seemed like I just stepped into racing Mecca when I walked through those doors. And I'm looking forward to going back and talking to some of these old race drivers and are just walking encyclopedias of information. So when I get back out there in October, I'm hoping to spend some time with those guys. But the museum is divided in different sections. Each section has examples of the race cars of the era. Some of the cars have been champion cars, they're on loan from the owners. And there was a fine example of a 409 425 horse Chevrolet and a 426 Hemi Mopar sitting there, as well as this sprint cars that go back to the early 1930s and 40s with the old flathead engines in them.
Oh, that's great. I understand one of the coolest exhibits were the old racing engines that they have on display and the miniature engines that they also have. Tell us about some of these cool engine examples.
On the regular size engines, there was examples of racing engines that went back into the 19-teens and all the way up until the 1980s, I guess. Double overhead cam, Ford engines, obviously 426s, 409s. The fantastic flatheads of the day. And there was a few one-off engines. By that I mean I've never seen engines like this before. I've taken pictures of them, and I put them up on my Facebook page. And I try to find pictures of them or information on them through different books and by Googling the information, but they're made out of Ford parts to some degree, but they're not like a regular Ford engine, and they're kind of hard to explain, but the pictures are up on the oldcarguys.com Facebook, and if somebody can explain what the idea was of that engine, feel free to share it with us. We're not even really sure if they were racing engines or some kind of air compressor or pump. They use a lot of engines. On one side, it would be a gasoline engine, but the other side would be turned into some kind of air compressor or pumping system using irrigation. So, no one knows what it is, and including a lot of the experts there at the museum.
Wow. folks will have to log on to your Facebook page, the Old Car Guys, and maybe one of our listeners will be able to help you out. The museum also boasts a research library of more than 5,000 books and over 15,000 magazines and periodicals. That is really cool. And I understand they've got one of the original doors from Gasoline Alley. The garage is on Gasoline Alley in Indy.
Right, from the Indianapolis 500. I suppose that they rebuilt the garages some years ago, and somehow or other, the original doors of one of the garages ended up in their museum. And the room is set up like a 1950s race car shop. There's an old single cockpit race car that you might have seen in the 1950s, and with all the tools of the day in there.
Yeah, so, lots of great stuff.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, the conversations you have with folks in there are great. And they had a collection of miniature engines, and these engines were about one-tenth the size of the real engine. But a lot of them, or probably most of them, were actually functional. So, you know, just a little engine that you can hold in your hand that, you know, a working replica of of an old Ford flathead.
Wow, that is fantastic. And again, folks, it's a very cool museum. Don is now an official member, and it's called the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing, and it's in York Springs, Pennsylvania. Don, what's happening at theoldcarguys.com? You got any cool new offerings up there that you'd like to promote?
Well, the fellow, he took me on to a lady who's got 50 for herself. Looking to help her pull her husband's collection of Hudsons, plus a barn full of Hudson parts. And we'll be posting a 1966 Dodge Charger 383 car, all original numbers. It needs restoration, but it'd probably be a good investment for somebody.
Matching numbers, that means that everything is original. We got the original engine, the original body, the original transmission. Mm-hmm. That's the real deal, and that definitely would be a good investment for somebody to put money into, because you could turn that around and sell it at auction or just keep it for the pure joy of it. And it's always a pure joy to have you on the program with us. And again, we remind everybody that Don is here to help you. I mean, if you are looking for a particular car, or if you have a question about obtaining parts for a particular older car, you have an older vehicle and like Don to sell it for you, he can help you out. Don has got a wide variety of services that he offers, so check out theoldcarguys.com. And Don, if you want to give out your phone number as well, go right ahead.
Sure, 314-306-7507.
There he is. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much, my friend.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Straight ahead, we're going to talk new cars with Tom Appel from Consumer Guy. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
One of our regular contributors lines up to the microphone right now to talk new cars. I love Consumer Guide. Started reading it, checking it out, the buying guides when I was a kid. And I'm so pleased to have Tom Appel, the publisher of Consumer Guide, as a regular contributor. And we bring him on board right now to talk about new cars and some of the new vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven in recent weeks. Hey there, Tom. How are you doing? We thank you so much for your time here today, Tom. Looks like we might be having just a small little bit of a connection problem with Tom, but hopefully we'll get that rectified momentarily. Tom is joining us from the Windy City of Chicago, just outside of Chicago. That's where Consumer Guide is based. And if you guys are not familiar with Consumer Guide, you better get familiar pretty quick. ConsumerGuide.com. It is a great website with all kinds of great information and a blog that Tom and his colleagues put together that's not only got new car reviews, but also takes a look back in automotive history and does a lot of reminiscing and also looking ahead. Matter of fact, something blew me away on the site here today, and that's perhaps a future rendition of the Jeep Wrangler. And I love it. The 2018 Jeep Wrangler. If you go to thedailydrive.com at Consumer Guide, you can see a snapshot of the Trailhawk concept that the folks at Chrysler FCA put together, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. Personally, I think it's fantastic. Now, a lot of traditional Wrangler owners are going to be like, oh no, what have they done to my vehicle? But I think this car is cool, it's hip, it's modern, and it's everything that the Wrangler should be. You know, I know that old folks love the Wrangler, and it's kind of a difficult thing for an automaker to replace such a beloved vehicle, but I think if they went with this design, they would attract a lot of new buyers, and certainly I think a lot of the diehards would come around in the not too distant future if indeed they go with this design. Also, Tom has got a great article up about the 10 most expensive Japanese cars of 1992. If we go back to 1992, at that time, these were the most expensive cars. And wait till you check it out at the blog at consumerguide.com, because you're going to see how prices have risen, to say the least, because back then, you know, there were a lot of very cool cars, Japanese luxury cars that you could get that were in the 30,000s that are now way up there in the stratosphere. Patrick is working on getting Tom Appel back with us. Another thing that is making headlines at consumerguide.com. Every year, some of my colleagues, I know some of the ones that are on this jury, they come up with the top concept vehicle of the year. And some years it's a fight, you know. Some years the folks that are on this jury, you know, they have to sit around and argue one vehicle versus the next, because some years it's a close race. This year, there's no arguing which is the top concept vehicle of this year. The Ford GT has taken home the trophy as the top concept vehicle of 2015. And I was fortunate enough to be there in Detroit when the wraps came off this little bit of a surprise from Ford, the most significant concept vehicle of 2015 goes to the Ford GT. The awards were just announced the other day. The GT outscored some other very futuristic finalists, including Mercedes F015 sedan, as well as the Hyundai Santa Cruz crossover pickup truck. But certainly this vehicle from Ford deserves the trophy, because it is one beautiful vehicle, and they're only going to make a limited supply. 600 horsepower, 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6. It is beautiful from all directions. Patrick is working on getting Tom back with us, and hopefully we'll... All right, he's back. I've been singing the praises of Consumer Guide Automotive while we're getting your phone situation taken care of. Tom, my apologies if it was on our network's end, but let's talk about some of the new vehicles. You guys recently had the opportunity to check out the Alfa, and this is a sweet-looking vehicle. I had the 4C Coupe. I have not had the 4C Spider. It was one of those weeks, and this happens to us journalists, and those people out there are not going to feel sorry for me or you either, but it was one of those weeks that I was traveling a lot, so I didn't get to drive it that much. But the short time that I did get to drive it, this vehicle is a head-turner. It looks like a Ferrari. It looks like a real high-end exotic car. It's a little bare bones. I mean, don't expect a whole lot of luxury in this vehicle, but that carbon fiber tub, if you've ever been in those uber expensive cars like the Enzo Ferrari or Porsche Carrera GT, I mean, that's what it reminded me of. This is a cool vehicle. What was your thoughts on the 4C and the 4C Spider?
Yeah, it's an absolute visceral blast to drive. It's utterly a thrill, and I'm much too large to fit into this car comfortably, so my driving experience was very limited. But that said, it's a very interesting vehicle in terms of its placement in the sports car community. It is so much cheaper than a vehicle like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something like that, yet it is fundamentally like those vehicles in that it's extremely raw and meant to be a driver's car. There's not a lot of creature comforts. In fact, there's almost no creature comforts. It rides hard. It's loud. It's fairly harsh. It gets a little warm. But all those things don't matter when you start driving.
It is. You can overlook the wires hanging down from the dashboard and some of the other things that you see that you normally don't see in a 2015 vehicle, because it is just a gorgeous looking vehicle on the outside. The inside is could use a little bit of improvement in my opinion, but you're right. I mean, dual clutch gearbox, a turbocharged four-cylinder engine, and when equipped with the optional exhaust system, I mean, this thing sounds like a race car.
Yeah, we tried to record that noise and put it up on Facebook, but you have to hear this in person. It is a horrifying shriek that is fantastic if you're driving the car, although it gets old on the highway.
Yes, it does. This vehicle is a great handling vehicle, and again, for those who are not familiar with it, Alpha is back, and this is a really cool offering. Please check it out. Another cool card that you guys have recently had the chance to ring out, that's what we used to say at Motor Trend, is a new offering from Lexus. I haven't been in this one. This is the 2015 Lexus NX, another new crossover vehicle. This is the 300H all-wheel drive variant. This is a smaller kind of variant of the very popular RX. Again, the small crossover market is hot, so Lexus is smart to dive in with another new vehicle.
Yeah, and Lexus is saying this is as small or as inexpensive as they want to go. But this is absolutely a price point and a size point that they had to hit because everyone is entering this segment. Cadillac is reportedly going to go there. Other manufacturers are there. Mercedes is doing very well with the GLA. BMW is doing really well with the X1 and the X3. So Lexus brings it down a notch, and it still feels very much like a Lexus. We had the 300H, which is the hybrid. We got some fantastic mileage out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable. Some of the mileage recently, I had a Hyundai Sonata hybrid that actually blew me away with the mileage that you can achieve. If you've got a long commute, I mean, it's beginning to make more and more sense, even though the price of gas is down. It's a much better experience, the hybrids of 2015 versus the hybrids of a few years ago. Another great story that I would recommend folks checking out at consumerguide.com in the blog section is a walk around, and it's Steve and Johnny to Chicago, very well-known radio host, did a walk-around on the 2016 Nissan Maxima. When we come back, I'll give you my thoughts on the Maxima. Tom will give his thoughts, and then we're going to talk about some other cool cars, including a new Mitsubishi, and lots more straight ahead as Auto World continues on great stations all across North America and around the world, GCNlive.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're talking new cars and having lots of fun with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive, consumerguide.com. Check out the blog section. We're talking about new vehicles that the folks at Consumer Guide have driven in recent times. And I always get a great kick out of, Tom, your partnership with Steve and Johnny, a couple of really well-known Chicago radio personalities. They do little video walk-arounds on vehicles. I'll let folks log on to consumerguide.com and check out their take on the Nissan Maxima. I saw this vehicle at the New York International Auto Show where it made its debut and was really impressed with the interior of the vehicle, really impressed with elements of the vehicle. But once again, I did not like the face of this vehicle. However, one of my colleagues up in Boston, John Paul, works for AAA and also does a show called Car Doctor. He has driven one already, and he said he got nothing but thumbs up. But what do you think of the design of this new Maxima?
I'm in your camp. I'm a little bit chilly on the exterior, but I feel that I'm in the minority. I think that most of the people in my office, and including Steve and Johnny, rather like this car. I'm especially perplexed by what appears to be their attempt to create the floating C-pillar, where they have the chrome brake through what would be the C-pillar in the back. And at a distance, it works. Up close, I think it's a little bit confusing and complicated. I think that the further you are from this car, I think more that you can appreciate sort of the whole cohesive shape. But the closer I get to it, the less I'm uncertain about how I feel.
Yeah, and it's too bad because this is the car I really want to like. This is the original, as they call it, four-door sports car. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So impressed with the interior when I sat in the New York Auto Show. I said, this is really cool. They did a really great job. But Nissan, once again, like they've done with so many other vehicles, a.k.a. the Juke, they've just put a weird, funky look on the front face. Only a mother could love that face. I mean, even the GTR, this is an incredible vehicle performance-wise. They finally kind of got the styling right on that. But why Nissan? Why? You know, give us something a little bit more beautiful, please.
It's funny, too, because I'm actually the one-time owner of a Maxima. I owned a 99, which was a vehicle that was so anonymous that it would just disappear in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
This is so completely the opposite of that.
It is, and I have a friend, a relative, and he's married to one of my cousins, and this guy thinks, you know, I don't see him enough. So luckily I don't see him enough because he buys nothing but Maximas and he won't let his wife drive it. He thinks that this thing is a Lamborghini. And I just so want to say to him, like, if you want the ultimate Nissan, get yourself a Z car, get yourself a GTR. This is not your ultimate Nissan product, but don't talk to this guy about it. I mean, he's out there polishing it right now. I can feel it, you know? So let's talk about some of the other vehicles that you guys have driven recently. Audi, here's a brand I have a warm place in my heart for. They've really just blossomed into a full-line automaker. The latest one that you guys have had an opportunity to check out is the 2015 Audi SQ5. So this is an S variant of the Q5. And tell us a little bit about your thoughts about this vehicle. It gets a little pricey.
Yeah, it gets pricey in a hurry, and that one might be my only complaint about the SQ5. Basically, Audi takes the Q5, which is a very likable midsize crossover, a little bit on the small side of midsize, turns up the power from the 3-liter supercharged 6, updates the suspension, adds better brakes, sports up the interior a little bit, and the result is a really fun-to-drive car with very few compromises. Steering and handling are great, though not too sharp, but there's not a big impact on ride quality that you'd expect from the kind of update that this vehicle got. But I really enjoyed driving it.
Another vehicle, funny, Mitsubishi was in the headlines this week saying that they're selling their plant here in the U.S., so they're no longer going to manufacture vehicles, and they're going through a little bit of a brand transformation of sorts. And this is a vehicle that you guys had the chance to drive that has been sold in limited areas of the country, California. This is the 2016 Mitsubishi iMiEV EV. This is the electric vehicle. What was your overall take on this Mitsubishi? Certainly looks futuristic enough. Packaging-wise, this is a small, small vehicle. How did you fit in this one, Tom?
I really don't fit in it. I did take it out for a drive. I let the other guys put the big miles on it. Driven yeah. Highs in the past. And I love the pluckiness of the vehicle, and I appreciate what they're trying to do, and I appreciate the price point. But one of the problems is just the limited range. The EPA gives it a 62-mile estimated battery range, but if it's a little hot or a little cold, you'll see it fall below that. And it's a very narrow car. Americans do not fit in this vehicle. You cannot put two large adults in the front seat side by side. They'll just be rubbing shoulders. It's kind of a shame, but you can see that, you know, the i and the Chevy Volt have the same battery capacity. They're both 16 kilowatt hour. Where the Volt gets 40, this gets 60. You can see that they had to do a lot to get that mileage up, and it comes from sound insulation and interior materials and size, and it's just a very small. For U.S. customers, I think it's a little less car than they'd expect.
Yeah, I think they're going to have a hard time selling many of these. You guys have got to look at a future car, and I already commented on it. You've got a look at a Jeep concept vehicle called the Trailhawk, and this is rumored perhaps to be the 2018 Jeep Wrangler. Personally, I love it. But the Wrangler folks are so protective of the Wrangler brand, and I just wonder how they're going to embrace this. I hope they do it, because to me it's a bold step. It's a futuristic step. It's much more of a Wrangler than I would buy. I wouldn't buy the present-day Wrangler. Sorry, all you Wrangler fans out there, myself. But I really like the design of this vehicle. Is it true that this could be a look ahead at the next-generation Wrangler?
Yeah, there's one direction that they can go with that. And one of the things that they're going to need to really do with the next Wrangler is try to reel in the size just a little bit. If you look at any of the hardcore message boards and fan sites, you'll see that a lot of the off-roaders are just a little disturbed by how large the Wrangler got this last generation. It's just a little too long and a little too wide for easy off-roading. So it'll be interesting to watch how they do that. It's possible that the base Wrangler becomes smaller and the Unlimited, the four-door, gets a little bigger.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see the next generation of the Wrangler. And folks, of course, can check it out, the pictures at consumerguide.com. Love this story that you did, the most expensive cars of 1992. And why, by the way, did you pick 1992? What's the story behind the story there?
There's a couple of things going on there, but when we talk about expensive Japanese cars, one of my favorites of all time is the Lexus SC.
Well,
first full model year was 1992, and it's just a car I wanted to see on the list. That's such a great little Lexus coupe that was around for a few years, and the styling at the time was really just surprisingly beautiful.
Yes, let's take a look at the list that you put together, a very impressive list of some cars that some of us will remember quite fondly. The Lexus ES 300, base price of $25,600. The automatic, a little bit more, $26,500, of course, based on a Camry back then. Toyota Super Turbo with a sport roof automatic, $30,920. I'm hearing that the next generation Superboy is going to be way up there, Corvette priced or even more. That's going to be an interesting vehicle collaboration between Toyota and BMW.
Yeah, they've been keeping mum about what this is going to be, but one of the beautiful things is we're probably going to see a straight six under the hood again.
That's cool. Here's another cool car for its time. They sold it in Dodge form as well as the Stealth, but this is the Mitsubishi, had so many letters here, 3000 GT VR4. This car was chock full of engineering, and I love all that kind of stuff. Twin turbos it had all-wheel drive, had four-wheel steering. They even had a retractable hardtop convertible variant of this vehicle at one time, but in 92 you could get this for $33,168. A lot of car for the money. Infiniti's M30 convertible. Many people have forgotten about that vehicle. $33,385. The Acura Legend, another vehicle with a five-cylinder engine. LS sedan, automatic of $35,160. The Nissan 300 ZX turbo automatic, $35,805. The beloved Lexus SC400, a very close friend of mine, a lawyer, he had one of these. I actually turned it in for him. He ended up buying a Jag XK8 convertible, but he absolutely loved that car, and I love that car. I had two lawyer friends in Boston that had these vehicles, and even today I see these on the highway. They look beautiful. The Lexus LS400 crept up to $42,500 in 92. We had the Infiniti Q45 at $47,000, and then the Acura NSX automatic at $66,600. Would love to have one of those NSXs, I'll tell you. Everybody, check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide, thanks so much for your time here today.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Everybody, check out, don't forget, ConsumerGuide.com.
We ran out. We stopped using it. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing. No. He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Lost hair.
Yeah, she started stinking.
Will return.
All right, thank you, Patrick. So we're going to roll back our number two from this morning show.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about three quarters,
oh no, I've got a couple more too. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every
I just got to call Ed, and then I'll be down. Is Lucy in the tub? Oh, okay, yeah.
Regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Okay, thank you, Patrick. Have yourself a good week.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.